So every once in a while, I do like to do a pulse, and they're kind of they're markers, you know, these little moments in the Blarm. It's like, what is the Blarm? It's like a it encompasses multiple realities, including the dream of life. And I've been through so much since my last time I've done a monologue in Englerka, Broderbuck, or Dinspent, all these weird, funny names for this language that I don't really care. I've never been good at English, but I've been through so much since my last English post, the last few, and the one, the Mind Weapons one I put out, and I was really grateful to share about that and excited to have some feedback. And I had she is a friend. I don't even like to use the F word anymore, that one, just because so many acquaintances have just disappeared from my life, and it's because of the Mind Weapons, but also because of interference on other levels, Brahmans. And if you haven't had a chance to listen to that Mind Weapons video, it's on my website as well, just a few posts down. And my sister-in-law, she listened to it, and I just asked her, what do you think? Because I've always been a truthful individual, and any time I find out like what I said or what I did was untruthful, I correct it, because I can't, I want to know the truth. I've been desiring to know what is true my whole life, pretty much. I mean, when I became aware, like, hey, this place, not very much of it's truthful. Like, what's going on? And she made it sound like she wasn't moved or touched or even aware of what the hell a nuti, a musi, a vohoti I was saying, because it's big news. And so that was, it was disturbing. And I look back and I know it was because of the Mind Weapons. And these Mind Weapons, they come in they came in different forms. I'm going to start using past tense because they're going away after today. And that's another reason I'm posting, is because I just finished, I didn't even talk to my mother last night. I normally check in with her, every day, because that's what she likes. And I just rolled back. I've been working on an intense project. And it's my freedom from these Mind Weapons and these Brahmatalas, these beings, these spiritual beings that have been harming us for thousands of years. And the way they would do this was, it's sinister, but there were realms created in our mind just for these Alaramans. They're all physical beings, but they would be, it's almost like their whole purpose was to just disturb and deceive humans in Idania, in our realm. Why in Idania? Because it's the center of everything. It was the first Palarmiyataman, expression of the physical, that ever happened a long time ago, over a zillion years ago. And it's been through so much. But at times like this, the Dalayan, the end of time and era, I mean, Orteha, Orapion, but this is the end of ends. Because after this, this has to be something different. And this is just what I'm remembering. And just with my activation, with everything I've been through, I become a messenger now. And I can help any being very quickly. And just reach out if you need help in any way, whether it's health or where to live or whatever it might be, where to find treasure. I mean, I know where treasure is. I got to get some treasure. I need to pay my mother back, because she's been helping me after my life went no sirbath in busk because of Mind Weapons that were implanted in me. But before that happened, I had all these Brahmanas, all these other spiritual beings fiddling with my Birantan, my way of being, and my relationships and my opportunities and everything about my life. And I don't want to go into the details because it's hard to even believe. And it's, so if you know me, I mean, my name's Michael Dagan. I live in Heaven, Minnesota. And I make things happen. I'm a producer. I'm an artist. I used to be a grant writer. I mean, for the Historical Society in town here. It was the first grant I ever wrote. Second largest one, the first year of the Legacy Amendment in Minnesota. And now I would never have anything to do with any of that because it's all satanic. Governments are controlled by Satanists. They have been, but governments are going away. I don't know how it's going to shake out, but I mean, I want it to be peaceful, but I don't know. I'm preparing for whatever happens. I've been building these atmospheric generators, these inventions, healing machines. So no matter what happens, the power goes out, I'll just plug right into the air. No problem at all. And so I want to go back to my sister-in-law and just how, you know, it's just, I couldn't believe, like, she listened to the video and she even said a statement like, because there was an activation key at the beginning that if you listen to that video three times and try the activation key, you're gonna understand at least 70% of what I'm saying. And you're not gonna like translate it into slave English. You'll just know. You'll just be a knowing like, oh, this is what he meant and this is what he's saying. And so just, I asked her, well, you know, did you hear the activation key? Because she was troubled, you know, when beings are troubled by my songs or not be able to know what I'm saying, that's a mind weapon in itself. Because it's like if you go to a museum, I mean, unless you're like, really, I don't even know what word to say, but really tapped in, the artwork is not going to speak to you directly in English. So if you listen to a song that's in a different language, how does it make you feel? And what comes up after you listen to it? Do you want to listen to it again? Are you drawn back to it like, oh, I want to hear that again because it made me feel better? And that's the thing about Abletonian is the language is so or Salomonian. It's so full of meaning and potential meanings that change with our being, which is constantly changing, and all the beings around us that we can't see, microscopic, minikratiotope, beings that live on us and help us every day, they're changing because our environment's changing and we're changing. So everything's always changing. So when it comes down to medicine or your diet, that has to change too every day, a little bit different, maybe different spice. And you have to, you know, be creative with it. You can't have the same blétisov diet every day because it's not going to keep you alive, you know, especially if you're, you know, letting someone else cook the food that is not using good ingredients, all that. I don't go into it, but it's fascinating to me that my sister-in-law and others, like, they're troubled. Like when I sing a healing song for my family, the looks I would get was just like, it was painful, but it's beautiful. It's like, wow, what does that mean? But it all comes back to us being bombarded with these negative thoughts that are not our own. And that's in the simplest terms. When I say mind weapons, there are physical aspects to it, potentially. Like me, I had a receiver transmitter put in my leg when I was house sitting for my stepfather. And then I had mind weapons put into my mind that would allow demons, I mean, malevolent beings, to interfere with my dreams and my thoughts, to remove my memories, and to cause me pain. And so this weapon I'm still working on, because, you know, it's been a long, intense project. It's called the Hedia, or the head. And so it's very similar to the movie The Matrix, in a way, but it's also, if you, it's not the greatest book, because it's not completely all true, and it's kind of a bore, a lot of it, but a lot of it is accurate too, and it's called Hideous Strength, and C.S. Lewis is credited to it, but it was really written by Kalyan Sumilan, and it was stolen, because C.S. Lewis was a Satanist, and, but it's this idea where everyone is connected to a machine, and then some beings are food or energy sources for the others. And so this, I've been an energy source for all these demons now and battling these demons, these malevolent beings, for more than a year and a half and a lot of levels, but physically in over a year and a half. And so I'm just coming out of this now. It feels good. But this was, the intent was this, is to expand it to the extreme where everyone was a slave to this. And I, you know, I go around, I can see people that have mind weapons in them. I mean, they're talking to themselves and it's more and more and more and more and more. And all that is going away. You know, this is just the start of it, but it is fading away now. It's going to take about 3-4 days till these Brahmans, these spiritual beings that were, their only purpose was to deceive us and harm us psychically in our minds, to weaken us, because we are Abletonians. We are Arlapandan. We are Itabotoma. We are the creators, I wanted to say magicians, but the ones tied into the mystery that make things happen. And we're in the center of existence. And so the outlanders, the aliens, whatever you want to call them, the ones that are from a different planet, you know, if you want to say planet out is better than a planet. but realm is a closer, you know, term. But even though realm, rumital, dolimitish is not really right, it's more a clamer somant. So it's like a separate bubble. You know, if you have a packet of bubbles, you know, some of them have air in it, and you pop the other ones, they don't have air. But that's how it kind of worked. It was like, you know, a sheet of bubbles around, and we were always the center. But all of that is going away, and so it's coming back to our center bubble, our Tortimoron, our Taurus, our Tlitian, which is not it's not a donut Taurus. It's more of a mystery. It's more of a think of spiraling, but also think of Kriatis Bonon. So it's going to be not a regular, energetic, mappable mechanism. If it was a mechanism, it's the mystery, right? But it's important to try to free our minds from the dilatio. You know, it's like the delusion, but also the broken, like crippling dream. And so I say, like, what I've been up against is like mixing the Star Wars movies with Lord of the Rings, and then you have The Matrix, and then The Hideous Strength. That's about it. Like, that's the closest to reality as we can get. And like the last song I posted at the end, because dwarves are really into disco. They will always be, and that's where the origin of Doitila, they called it. And the elves are not into it. They're in their own freaky thing, but they all, the dwarves, the elves, the Turimas, the Trainbas, all of them are still around, but they went underground because it was so ballardy-hatted here. All of them are returning now. It's like the most exciting time to be alive. But they all serve life. They don't want to harm other beings. They want to be in harmony with it. There have been wars between dwarves and elves, misunderstandings, but also mind weapons and brahmitos implanted in all beings. So when I'm sharing this, it's not, I want to share this with my family and like have a discussion, and like, I would love for them to just see me like, this is what happened. You know, this is the reality, because I don't lie. I'm not making this talarp or dirkerper up or shepherd up. Can you be demon up? You know? and so I'm using this post as a marker, but also an opportunity I can share with my mom. She's like, what's your intense project? And I'm like, well, here, let me look at my website. This is my life, you know? And my family has no clue about what I've been up against. Mostly on my own. Dang near completely on my own. But that'll change now. That these mind weapons, these spiritual demons that have been placed in our minds, because realms were created in our minds for them to influence us, where they use our voice, or we get used to this voice as a child in our mind, and we think, oh, that's me. This negative talk in my mind is me. That is not the case, never. So none of us even know, what is life going to be like without negative talk? I don't have no clue, but I'm excited for it. Do I have something else to say? If one... Three other things to say. This place is going to change like we never imagined before. And I've said this before, but it's time to it's been for this time for a long time, but this is like your last call, your last train, to catch the last train into a better life. And it all starts with just taking care of yourself, your health. And that means working for yourself. You can't be employed by someone else. And I don't know how you're going to do it. I mean, it's definitely something I'm still figuring out because my life's been so interfered with over the last year and a half. But no, if you start to live in truth, and I said, what is truth? It's like, this is good for me. This makes me feel good. My body feels good, and it's consistent. Now that your mind's going to be clearing now with these mind weapons going away. This is my intense project. I've been clearing the minds of all beings. And start to feel in where you're at. Do you feel good there? And if not, you got to move like dustland, like glute or mokebonate. Come on, come on, hey, get moving. And the best place is to be by family. You know, if you can't afford your own place, but maybe they have an extra room, but they have another building you could, turn into a home or whatever it is. And if you have kids, they are your priority. They are our future. They are our leaders. Get them out of the cities. Get them out of the player to meet the book in Trati and Lothlisi Bokhote prison school. There is nothing there for them. It's all nonsense. Intentionally. Absolutely. Every speck of it. Except the band. In case my mother listens to it, it is helpful on a few levels to play in a band. But you can do that in community band. I keep trying to tell you, it's like, start your own quartets with students that actually want to do music with others. So that in front of my mom, if I get her to listen to this, the whole thing, if she makes it this far. But you have to prioritize life itself and try to be in harmony with it. Because if you're not in harmony with it, you're going to go away. And that's just what is a result of living untruthfully. Simple, really. Be good. Go treat. Be good to others. All beings. Strive to be good to all beings. It's not easy because we're so dumb. We've been deceived on what is real, what is not real, what is good for us, what is not good for us, what is healing, what this place is, every single thing we've been deceived. Our history, the story, it's just the story. It's not his story or her story. It's always changing. It's definitely not our story. It's not my story. It's the story. And I want to know it. I want to know it. And so I'm interested. I want to work on the story. And this is like it's my play, the story. I called it Life Itself. And that's a separate play almost. I'm like in my fourth play now because I've been working on an intense project. I have one more thing to say. This is a song. No, one more thing to say. I have a little house that I'm going to be renting out finally. I think I'm about ready. So if anyone's looking for a place, they could fit for, short term. Otherwise, two is kind of ideal for. No pets, really, because everything's changing, and the pets are accumulating parasites because they're going to be going away. And I just say that. I mean, I wish that wasn't the case, but it's just they need to go away for many different reasons because other beings will come in. Then I mean, there won't be pets ever again, but other animals will appear, the ones that were here before, and new ones will. So yeah, no drugs or booze or pets or anything, but I will be renting out my house here soon. I'm not going to list or anything, but I'm going to, now that there's no interference with beings' minds, I know I'll rent it soon. So if you're interested, reach out to me about that, please. And if you want to help, I'm going to probably start a consulting business now, along with the sound healing. I mean, it'll all be, included, sound healing and consulting. It'll be different for each individual, of course. But just a brief conversation on the phone, or just even send me a text message, and I can send you a healing song and give you some guidance at the end, or send you a couple text messages for a piece of silver, something like that. That actually might have some value. Just because, I'll make more healing machines with it. Not that I will need much. The currency. That's probably going away. I don't know when, but probably within 3 years, I would guess that that's not going to be needed anymore. So after that, I'll just end with this little song for you. This is just a healing tune. And if you made it this far, thanks for listening. And if you can't feel into the energy, I'm passing on to you, blessed being. I don't know what to say, because I'm feeling good. And so my mother, you know, she does listen. It's like, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. There's nothing wrong with me. I was never mentally ill. I just had interference and I battled through it and I've been triumphant. And that feels so delante das alle la molle de feris le lonke duskin. Or it feels delope la mocle de bile clesis so clebile and hoise milkokin. You know what I mean? You don't, but you get the idea. Bless you, Bean. Strive to be good. Strive to serve all beings by being good. Simple. Oh, you sell a clay, not slim of an holy silly clay. I am a slatless, you eat a bodulus malum vum. A lace lam olum fe a tam. O less la to liam, o crehe, o mohun. O less la poer, a la, a crea, o mosca, bolomule, humbulk. As la lane, o kipona tu. As la ka woo. O la hisselin, as lo, he as la, o ha, ole. A crescent to my prayer. Oh, I saw Pochea. Oh, the Billa Hill boom. I kiss Abanayan. Oh, la Palea. You heal a hammer. Kiss a pal upon a woe. Yeah, I is sacramentally. Oh, a skin. A fire. I could last a min. Eh, oh, Lord. Eh, more la mo. Crazy about a kayafa. It's okay, I am out to lay, oh, my lie, yeah, crazy, I'm out to nigger, poor, high up a tay, hey, it's up a no moan, get us a pin like clay, all my crap a say, oh, a illip in a hard number, horn, yeah, holla a tie, a coat, nice, poor, I can, and it's a toe, oh, and up a no, yeah, a up a tail. I am up to tire. Ayo, ayo, for fire like a coal. Hail to soul, crita. I a cop and need a paw. All in patrol. Yasolo, no, with a hands and a kiss on the tail. It's a lease at the tomb on a one key finish. Hi, look, a most of the kimos of anti a secret devil, me a go. Tell your poor, your canal of a kilimot hill, poor. Hey, your shield, a couple of a deal of hell. Dear sailor, a hill. Mila fine loa, Ailianga, Tsinet, Arum, Soso, Eka, Me, Fe, Dilendiava.